to take a seat at the kids' table. How can we teach our kids the money lessons that they are not learning in school? Our money expert, Susan Beauchamp, founder of Money Savvy Generations, is here. How are you?
I am well. Thanks, Sandy.
One big thing, Susan, that parents said they wish kids knew more about is how to budget. So before we get your advice and your take on all of this, we asked the kids about budgeting.
A budget is how much money you have in the bank.
Why do you need one?
So that you can keep your house and your car and all your electricity running.
It's how much you can spend and how much you have.
A budget is a certain amount of money that you can spend. And if you go over that budget, in the real world, like if you have a credit card and you have an actual budget, you'll have to like pay more and you might not have that more money.
Okay. They're on the right path.
I think it's always interesting how much these kids know. So where are you getting these brilliant kids?
Because I know.
they're very intriguing on how they nibble away at the outside of what's true. Budgeting is such an abstract concept, but when you actually do it, it's a very concrete task. So when you first want to introduce budgeting, start with setting goals. Goal setting is the gateway to budgeting. People don't realize that there's a step before you jump into budgeting. And you can do this at any age. So at any age, what is something they want or need? Have them set a goal for what that is, and then create a plan for how they're going to accomplish it, acquire it, and do everything in writing because we want to make it very concrete. Amanda, when she was quite young, my youngest, wanted a poodle, a stuffed poodle. And so she drew a picture.
Oh, you lucked out with that. I thought it was like a real poodle. A stuffed poodle, that's a little bit more feasible. Okay, yeah.
She knew her mother. So when kids are very young, I ask them to draw a picture of what their goal is because kids aren't really into writing a paragraph about what their goal is. So she drew a picture of a poodle and underneath it, she wrote down the cost. That's a great first step when you're setting a goal, right? And you can understand how it can translate into good budgeting. So she put down the cost of the stuffed poodle. And then she wrote down three things she could do to earn that money. Now, remember, when you're budgeting your income. So you can see how these things eventually, these touch points will translate into budgeting as time goes on. So this was the big poodle plan. Mm-hmm. And the poodle plan went up on the bulletin board at the back door because it needed to be somewhere where she could be reminded on a daily basis that this was something she had set as a short-term goal. Mm. So there's short-term goals and there's long-term goals. Short-term goals for kids can be something as simple as a $20 stuffed poodle. A long-term goal for a younger child can be something bigger, like a bicycle, a computer game. As you get older into middle school, it can be a summer camp. It can be a hobby. As you get a little older in high school, it can be saving for the cost and care of a car. And then as you move into college, it can be the expenses that your child is going to be asked to take care of when they're in school, like books or any of their social activity money. Each one of those is a goal that they then break down into, well, what's the cost of that goal? Is it short-term or long-term? Do I have a week, a month to get it, or do I anticipate it'll take a year to get it? Of course, long-term goals can be as far out as 7 years, but very young children don't go further than a week because that's like a year to them.
Okay.
When it comes to these goals, the reason I say they're in writing is so everyone is reminded. And there's something about putting something in writing that makes it real, not only for your child, but for you. All of a sudden, you become a team. Every time you go out that back door and you see that goal with the plan underneath it, it reminds you to do what? To talk about it, to assess it. How are they doing? Is it still a priority? Isn't it great you no longer want that poodle? Okay, isn't it great you didn't go get it, but you've been saving money towards it, so what's your next goal? Each one of these steps will take you to a point when you actually introduce budgeting, which is, you can do budgeting in the high school years. It then becomes something that they've heard of before. And the familiarity of setting goals and creating plans to reach those goals will translate into budgeting, because budgeting is a set of categories of wants and needs. But all these touch points when they're little and in middle school, high school, and college that you do, where you set up short-term goals and long-term goals, distinguish between whether they're wants or their needs. It's practice for when they finally get to a point where you're setting up a budget. It won't feel like you have, like you're raining on their parade. Most people wait too long to introduce budgeting, almost like it's a penance. It should be exciting as the realization of that first goal. You know, that was something you were excited about. You were a young kid. Amanda was quite young. I think she was like 7 years old. And she got to say in writing she wanted a stuffed poodle. And she got to create a plan to acquire the stuffed poodle. At 7 and 8 years old, most kids don't have independence over their money choices, Sandy. When you give them the opportunity to set a goal, you're saying, okay, that is your money choice that you're making.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now let me show you how to get that choice, make that choice a reality. And that's what budgeting should be. By the time you get to budgeting, it should be exciting because you have now income and you have the understanding of wants and needs. And oh boy, I can't wait to do this and plug this all in so I can see how I can take care of my short-term goals and my long-term goals. It shouldn't be a wah-wah. It should be a
yay!
Yay!
There you go. Look, Susan just made budgeting fun for everyone.
Yes. Well, okay, fine. But, you know, I love budgeting because I also think it gives you freedom, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, true. And you have a plan and it's a clear vision of your goals, of where your money's going.
And of knowing what money you have.
Yeah.
Most people are anxious about their money because they don't know. But if you teach your child from day one to know what their money is, to know what their money choice is, to know how to set a goal for what they want or set a goal for what they need, and then create a plan for how to acquire that, you are then raising someone who will grow up into a young adult who has the tools in their toolboxes to take control of their income rather than their income taking control of them.
Perfect. Susan, how can we follow you? How can we find you and reach out to you?
You can reach me at my blog, and it's in categories there. So you can click on budgets and you can read all about some other ideas, which is at susanbeacham.com. And they can find Money Savvy Generation's award-winning products and some free resources at moneysavvy.com.
You're always the best. Thanks, Susan.
You are welcome, Sandy.